Now that the U.S. has intervened in Libya, does this set a precedent? And what does it mean for U.S. military involvement in other countries where people are rising up against their authoritarian governments? We went to P.J. Crowley for some insight on this. He's former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State and spokesman for the State Department. He told us a lot of stars would have to align for the U.S. to intervene in the affairs of another country the way it did 3 weeks ago in Libya. Crowley spoke with Guy earlier this week.
Gaddafi has done something that nobody else has done. It's one thing to turn your police to control protests, to maintain public order. What Gaddafi was contemplating is using his military and his mercenaries to put down an opposition, to perhaps eliminate the opposition. That is of a different scale. But I also think it's important for the United States to send a message to these other countries, because this is a revolution and it's also an evolution. Tunisia was the first out of the barrel. Mubarak had the opportunity to see what happened. Gaddafi had the opportunity to see what happened in the other two countries. Everybody is watching what's happening in Libya. So the intervention, I think, does send a very strong message to leaders across the region. You've got to reform, you've got to do it peacefully.
Does it, in a sense, put pressure now, though, on the administration? I mean, say there is wide-scale violations of human rights in Syria. Let's just say that Bashar al-Assad decides to turn the military on his people, on protesters. Wouldn't that put an immense amount of pressure on the United States and on NATO to do something?
It would certainly have to be considered. But understand, there were a unique set of circumstances in Libya. And central was the encouragement by the Arab League and the Gulf states to intervene, backed by a very strong UN Security Council resolution and a willingness from NATO to take on this responsibility. So I think if you have those kinds of ingredients, if there's a future crisis in Syria or another country, then that becomes an active option.
P.J. Crowley, do you think that the outcome in the Middle East and North Africa will ultimately be good for the United States?
There's no question that this is going to be messy, ugly in the short term, but helping to transform a vital region to the United States, you know, to being more representative, more politically open, more market-driven in terms of economy, more stable from a social and ethnic and religious standpoint, is definitely in the interest of the United States.
Let me ask you about a different issue. You recently stepped down as a State Department spokesman last month. You were critical of the treatment of Bradley Manning. He is the Army private who allegedly leaked those documents to WikiLeaks. You called his treatment ridiculous, stupid, counterproductive, and so on. Do you still think so?
As a public diplomat standing at a podium, it was my responsibility to challenge other countries and the treatment of their citizens or the treatment of journalists or where we had concerns about violations of rights. But it is also my responsibility to interpret and recognize when things that we do cause concern or undermine our national interest. Having been directly involved in the WikiLeaks release, it has done damage to our national interest.
You believe Bradley Manning should spend time in prison?
Assuming that the government can make its case, and I believe it can, he should spend a long time in prison. But we also have a presumption of innocence until proven otherwise.
He's been stripped naked, we know, for example, been put in isolation. You say that's extreme.
I say that that may well be legal. I don't think it's smart policy because it has undermined the credibility of an otherwise legitimate prosecution. You know, as a global superpower, we have to lead by example. If we want to have influence in the world, we have to be above reproach. And I just thought that this approach to Bradley Manning's treatment while waiting, you know, the trial is counterproductive.
That's P.J. Crowley, former Assistant Secretary of State and spokesman for the U.S. Department of State. He joined me here in our studios. P.J. Crowley, thanks.
Thanks very much, Guy.